Therefore, be merciful towards your brothers and sisters. And serve, and if you serve souls in a merciful state of consciousness, then it will be easy for you to serve as instruments automatically. However bad a person may be, but if you have mercy on him, then you will never have the feeling of hatred towards him, or be jealous of him, or be angry with him. You will have a feeling of mercy towards him. This becomes easy and possible when there is the consciousness of being an instrument. And also, if you are merciful, then it's easy to become an instrument. Let the feeling of mercy be not on the basis of selfishness. Sometimes there is selfishness in it. Internally there could be attachment towards someone, and you think that you are having mercy on him. Actually it is attachment with him, but you think you have mercy on him. Now this is selfishness. It's not true mercy. If it is true mercy, then in that there is no body consciousness, no attachment. It's the soul having mercy on the soul. Neither will there be body consciousness, nor will there be any type of physical attraction. If someone has attachment towards sometimes this attachment towards another bodily being, towards, it could be towards the body, it could be towards his virtues, it could be towards his specialities, but whether it is speciality or virtues, who is the bestower of these? That soul who has these specialities, however great it may be, but still it is the receiver, it takes from the Father. It has taken from the Father, has it not? It did not have its own, it's the Father who gave to that soul. Then why not have a link with the bestower and take from him instead of from the one who takes from the bestower? This is why let there not be selfishness in the mercy you show. There are many children who showed their delicacies. They actually have selfishness in them. And they say, no, no, I feel mercy on him, I feel sympathy on him. It's nothing else except I feel sympathy. There's no attachment at all. But check within. Is the mercy altruistic without any selfish motive? Is it free from attachments? Hope it's not that you have mercy on him because you feel that he will give you something or you get an attainment from him. And what if it is there, the proof of that, you will say, that one is, she's very nice, you see, very good, and therefore I have little bit attachment towards her, little bit. And Baba says, no, even little bit is not allowed. If you want to become karmatit, then all these are obstacles in the way. They will bring you into body consciousness. You may say, he's very good, but who has made him good? That goodness, if you inculcate in you, that's fine, but don't be influenced by that goodness. Be detached and be the one loved by the Father. Those who are loved by the Father and the ones who love the Father, they also love only service. Did you understand?